like waving goodbye. On our last Valentine's Day, as a free couple, we each had a half glass of wine with crab legs, then watched porn and made love as loudly as we could. Then we packed the hospital bag, checked the car seat clasps one more time, and went through the list: diapers, pillow, nipple cream, socks. The night before, I had bought myself a diamond ring, my first line of credit. I wanted a ring on my finger to tell the story I didn't have, so the nurses wouldn't ask questions or so it would look a certain way to our families when they arrived, like they'd think this teen mom maybe had her shit together because she had a tall man and a promise of family. And at dinner, while the crabs cracked and we looked nervously around the restaurant for judgment and then back at my full belly, I showed him the ring I had bought myself already on my finger, wiggled it up and down, and I told him that if he wanted, he could tell people he gave it to me. He kept on cracking, darting his eyes, sipping his chowder, and later, in the delivery room with 8 hours of nothing but a Pitocin drip, I was only at a 4, and he kept asking me to hurry. I need a smoke. I had planned to go natural, but my body was slow and holding back, so I told him to go, have a cigarette, and while he was gone, I let go of being natural. Then I asked the nurse for drugs, and once the needle stuck my spine, I laughed for 10 minutes straight in hysteric relief. I tried to wiggle my toes like waving goodbye, and I couldn't, and I laughed harder until I fell asleep. And 8 hours later, I awoke, and half my body was unnumbed, the needle crooked, or maybe it was my spine, and I could only lift one leg and not the other. The cramp of my heaving belly waved through me like electricity, my body bellowing agony. I didn't have the buildup. My eyes had been closed. I couldn't remember this chapter in the book, but prepared or not, she was coming. And then they said I had to push, and there was no time, and I could feel it all. My daughter's dome, her hair, my heavy legs, and the body ripping, my attention splitting. He was gone. And I wondered what had made me want to feel all this in the first place. They asked me to wait for the doctor, but I told them, hell no, I was ready. And of course, no one believed me, but I could feel the right side of myself heaving, helping my daughter arrive. When I looped my elbows with my knees, I knew my own power, and I knew it was happening in that moment. No matter what, it was me and her together, emerging. And in a single push, I felt myself open, if only just halfway.